This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster, my podcast.
And this is the Saltwater Serpent.
There's a monster in my podcast.
We just did this.
Yeah. So peek behind the curtain, we did the Freshwater Serpent like 3 weeks ago, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a while back.
I haven't re-upped any material on serpents.
No, I feel like I know about serpents what I need to know.
And I haven't learned anything new. In 3 weeks, no new serpent facts have come out.
Right.
I've got my Google alerts. Yeah.
Google alerts haven't triggered. I think that the final word isn't on serpents. I think the thing that bugs me about this is the fact that it's not specifically serpentine. Like it is like the head looks a little bit snaky, but like, I don't picture serpents having bulbous bodies or legs or arms or things like that.
Yeah. It's not. It's a serpent attached to a dinosaur.
Yes.
You know, like all dinosaurs, or like how a giraffe has a serpent attached to its body.
Yeah. You know? Warm serpent.
Yeah. A warm water serpent. Salt water, a.k.a. blood serpent.
Okay. Blood serpent got me back on board. Yeah.
Blood serpent's not too bad. I wish this was blood serpent.
Yeah. But no, it's just salt water. One of the most common substances on Earth.
Yeah. I don't like this guy. I don't like this drawing.
No.
Of this guy. I don't like his face.
Yeah. Definitely looks a little smug, doesn't he? Kind of looks like he put something in your drink and was hoping you didn't notice. Something nasty. You know?
Like his expression's not good, but also I just don't like the design of his face.
No.
Like it's too long. He looks a little bit like kind of like going to the Mario Brothers movie Goombas.
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit. Like those guys had very flat faces, but he's still got the same kind of eyebrow ridge and teeth structure.
Yeah, it's a little bit like those photoshopped images of horses with dogs' mouths.
Yeah, like Lawrence.
Ooh.
Saltwater Lawrence. Old Saltwater Lawrence. When it comes time, when the guns of Navarine fire, we have to send in Saltwater Lawrence to drown his enemies with a saline deluge from God Almighty.
Yep. To dehydrate them as it is.
Dehydrate those Germans.
very thirsty people.
A thirsty people who have plentiful water. What in Berlin? How can we cause them headaches and cramps? Charlie horse our enemies, Saltwater Lawrence.
Make them have to stretch their foot on a windowsill.
Make them stand up going, no, no, God, 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 no, no. That is how we shall damn them.
Yeah, the actual text of this, so page one really is just like a bunch of statistics about how prolific they are, but also how low their, you know, how high their infant mortality rate is. The first sentence of the shadow talk is where I think this gets a little interesting, where Iris says, you could water ski behind one of these things.
Yeah. Which is like kind of fun as an idea, but also like, I don't know. like they also just like eat things and stuff. Like I thought that was like a weird nod towards flavor, but I needed more.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe I have affection for this because it reminds me of the preview for Down Periscope starring Kelsey Grammer that featured somebody water skiing behind the submarine, but the movie actually didn't. It was like a cut scene. So you go see Down Periscope thinking at some point I'm going to see somebody water skiing behind a submarine because it's a real wacky ship. You know, he's got a tattoo on his penis that says all aboard. You know, it's all good stuff, you know, but then no water ski and you leave feeling a little bit, disappointed.
Does he have a tattoo on his penis that says all aboard?
Yeah. It's something that keeps him from getting a promotion.
I would think you'd get it more of a promotion.
Yeah. Cause it shows character.
Like, I think if you walk into the Navy recruitment center and you just whip, like just lay dong on the table and it says all aboard or anything nautical, really.
Yeah.
Starboard mistress, you know? Saltwater Lawrence, like anything you put on there, I feel like you immediately become a lieutenant.
Of course,
you know.
Yeah, you immediately get combat pay.
Yeah, the field promotion, sir. And then they just put some money into your dick and send you on your way. Like,
brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.